Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are again in Wittenberg, and we are going to be talking about his writings, as we have been this week, and a very interesting, peculiar set of writings even, what we call table talk. Well, as a wedding gift to his favorite minister and renowned professor, Frederick the Wise turned over the keys of the stately Black Cloister, the former Augustinian monastery at Wittenberg, to Martin Luther. This was his home. This is where he and Katie raised their children. This is where he would teach his students, and this is where people would come and stay, traveling dignitaries and theologians and the faculty would gather. And Luther had a very large dinner table, and the dinner table was always full of his family and students and faculty. And Luther, who was never at a loss for words, would often hold court at his table. And eventually the students realized that what Luther was saying was rather noteworthy. And they began recording it and taking it down. At one point, Katie is going to quip that they should charge tuition for these meals because of all the teaching that Dr. Martin is carrying on over the dinner table. This is a very unique piece of literature, table talk. It gives us some great insight into Luther and how he was truly a theologian of the people and how he was truly a theologian who was engaging life. Luther really had no interest in the ivory towers of academia. He was interested in the people of God, and he was interested in bringing the Word of God to bear upon life, and we see this so clearly, so distinctly in the table talk. Well, as you can imagine, the table talk writings range over any number of issues. They show Luther's humor, they show Luther's intensity, and above all, they reveal Luther's theology. Some of them are just interesting to sort of give us insight into Luther. In one, he says, "Thus the Italians made an arch to please the emperor. On one side was written Utrecht planted, because it was the birthplace of Adrian. On the other side was inscribed Louvain watered, because Adrian had studied there. At the top was written the emperor gave the growth, because he had made him pope." Then Luther says, "Then a bad boy came along and scribbled on the bottom of the arch, here God did nothing." Well, there's a lot of truth in that sarcasm of Luther, as there is in much of the table talk. In a number of these table talks, we see Luther interacting with his family. We see him sometimes engaged in conversation and engages Katie in conversation, and all others just sort of fade out. He even engages the family dog. Terpful was the dog's name. It means clumsy or tipsy in German. And at one point, he's going to say, "Look at this dog," and you can picture it, right? Luther's holding a treat right in front of the dog, and the dog is motionless. The dog is firmly and fully fixated on that treat and will not move until Luther gives him that treat. And if Luther lifts it up or to the side, the dog's eyes will follow it. And Luther says, "Ah, if only we were as fixated on God's promises and as committed to God's promises as Terpful is to that treat." Well, in a lot of these, we see Luther's theology coming through. We see especially how Luther is always wanting to point our eyes to Christ. At one point, he's going to say, "Satan often said to me, what if your teaching by which you've overthrown the Pope, the Mass, and the monks should be false? He often assailed me in such a way as to make me break out in a sweat. Finally, I answered, go and speak with my God, who commanded us to listen to this Christ. Christ must do everything." Well, that is this very unique piece of literature, table talk. It comes from Luther's meals over the table, over the decades there in Wittenberg. And we can thank Dr. Martin for being such a great table host. Well, I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us in Wittenberg for 5 Minutes in Church History.
I see on the clock we've got a few seconds left.
So here's a quote from Zacharias Ursinus. He's commenting on the devil's attempts to bring us to doubt. In this most severe and dangerous conflict, which all the children of God experience, Christian consolation remains immovable, and at length concludes, therefore Christ, with all his benefits, pertains even to me.